This is gold, baby. If you can get the tip, you're in good shape. So in the end of this thing, don't just go by what I'm saying here on the tip. Go to the web, look at the tip, and figure out exactly what it is. You have to be eligible for the tip. It's based on income, which means that you have to fill out the FAFSA. Students can be identified as tip eligible as early as the age of 12, since the student's got to be Medicaid eligible for 24 months out of a 36 consecutive month period, going back to the student's 12th birthday. It doesn't mean you've had to be on Medicaid, but you have to qualify for Medicaid. That is the way that it looks at and provides who does or doesn't qualify for the TIP. What the TIP covers is tuition and mandatory fee assistance for 2 years of college. Let me repeat that. Tuition and mandatory fee assistance for 2 years of college. That's phase one. Phase two is up to a $2,000 scholarship for the second 2 years of college. This all then is determined on which schools take phase one and which schools take phase two. First off, you qualify for the TIP. Secondly, the college that you're applying to takes the TIP. Almost all community colleges in the state of Michigan take phase one of the TIP, which means if you qualify for the TIP and you go to school at least half time, that your all of your tuition and all of your fees are covered for your first 2 years at Muskegon Community College. That's what it means. That's a pretty, pretty good deal. Then phase two, there's a lot of schools in the state that takes phase two. These are the larger schools, the universities. Then you can get up to $500 per semester, $2,000 total, as a scholarship to cover years three and four. So what you do, in essence, is if you go to MCC, you leave MCC with no debt, and you have a $2,000 on your final 2 years of college. It's a great deal. Now, there's some public universities that take phase one and phase two. The universities that take phase one and phase two are Ferris, Lake Superior State, Michigan Tech, and Northern Michigan. If you're going to those four schools, one of those four schools, you're in good shape because your tuition and fees will get covered in the first 2 years at a university. So a lot of kids at Oak Ridge that have the TIP go to Ferris because they aren't going to have to pay tuition for the first 2 years. A lot of kids that go to Oak Ridge go to Northern because you won't have to pay tuition for the first 2 years. You don't have to pay fees for the first 2 years. In fact, at Ferris, you're covered up to 80 credits, so it even nibbles into the third year as well. Then you qualify for a $2,000 scholarship, $500 per semester for the final 2 years. Now, this is really, really, really big money. And so, again, go to the website and find out exactly what the TIP covers, how you qualify for the TIP, and what colleges take the TIP. But remember, without the FAFSA, the door to the TIP cannot be opened. So number one, do the FAFSA.